A very good evening to you all, dear brothers in Christ. So today, as Brother Ashish told, we're going to speak a very important topic, and that is about baptism. So generally, baptism means everybody thinks that if you change your faith, if you believe in Jesus, then you need to take baptism. And some other people, even among Christianity, they usually take baptism when they change from church to church. You see, when they move out from one church to other church, they also take baptism. And it is believed that without baptism, there is no salvation. There is no, you see, there is no way that you will be saved. So one person who has not taken baptism, he will be not saved. That means he will go to hell. We already studied the subject about hell, that hell is not a place of torment, but it's a place where the dead go. That's the grave. So still other people also believe that you see, because of this concept that if you don't take baptism, you will go to hell. Only if you do, those who have taken baptism will go to heaven. That is the reason that what happened in the Dark Ages, you see, during the period of Antichrist, they invented a concept about child baptism. Because if a child dies, you see, before coming to maturity, you see, before offering, you see, himself to God, and before taking baptism, if the child dies, unnecessarily, because of man's this rule, a child will go to hell. Therefore, they invented the concept called as a child baptism. So when the child comes to a little bit of age, a child is given baptism. Then again, a question came up saying, okay, child baptism is good. What about the babies who born and who die within few days or within few, you see, minutes? What about them? They will also go to hell, no? Simply without any mistake of them, they're going to hell. So we need to do something for them. So that is the time they implemented the theory called as infant baptism. So even the child, as it is born, they give, you see, baptism. Okay. So, baptism for child, for the infant, immersion is not possible. Why? Because it's too little for the baby to get immersed into the water. Therefore, what they did was that they invented one more of this one called as sprinkling baptism. You see, because baptism means complete immersion in the water. So, a small baby or infant can never surely be completely immersed in water. It will be, you see, very danger for his life. So, they again invented the called something called as a sprinkling baptism, sprinkling the water, you see, on them and baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. So, so this is how what you say this concept came into the churches. And so until the child comes to maturity, there was a godfather and a godmother appointed for the child to take care of all the spiritual interest of the child until the child comes to real maturity and take their own decision. So they were called as godfather and they were called as godmother also. So, and sometimes even, you see, the doctors and the surgeons and the nurses were also given the rights to immerse the child in baptism. Once the doctor realized that the child is going to die, you see, they were also even given the rights to give baptism, sprinkling baptism to the, you see, infants, so that the infants may get saved. And how many times a person need to take baptism? You see, some people tell, oh, it should be taken in the name of the Father. It should be taken in the name of the Son. It should be taken in the name of the Holy Spirit. That means three times baptism has to be taken. You see, and still some people believe, no, brother, it is not three times. If you need to be completely cleansed, we need to take seven times. Why seven times, sir? You see, because Naaman took seven times. You see, the seven dippings of Naaman. So Naaman was saved, you see, because of his seven dippings in River Jordan. So similarly, we also need to take, you see, seven times. This is how, you see, the baptism, number of times you take baptism came into, you see, various theories. Okay. But ultimately, you see, what is the concept of baptism? Why do we need to take baptism? Why somebody takes baptism? Okay. So, Moses Mother, if I ask you this question, why a person has to take baptism? So, what is the meaning of baptism? What do you think? What's your opinion? Moses Mother?
Yes, brother, about baptism, my view is like it is the instruction given by God. But it doesn't recover, it doesn't cleanize our sins, but it is the it's like a law maybe given by the God.
Okay, what is the meaning of baptism then?
Baptism is that dipping our dipping our previous nature.
Very good. Okay, dipping our previous nature and. Okay, then we'll see today. Okay, not an issue. Okay, good. You got some good thoughts. Generally, in the world, if you ask this question, what is the meaning of baptism? Why do we need to take baptism? You see, the baptism is the real thing. What they tell is that a baptism is for cleansing of all our sinful things, that we are no more. Which is the same person, that we are a new person, and to show that we have become new person, we left off all our old things. You see, the baptism is taken. Okay, so before accepting Jesus, so what all things we have done? Okay, so it is like cleansing of all those things, and rising out of the water. It is like you see, rising out new, anew. So all things are totally gone. So we become a new, you see, a person. So all of our old sins are forgiven. So from today, it's a new thing. Okay. If baptism is for cleansing of all our old sins, then what about the sins or the sinful or things, or sinful activities, you see, the violation of God's law, which we do after baptism. Correct, no? See,
yeah.
After baptism, I'm sure nobody becomes 100% pure. Correct, no? Let it be anybody in this world. Are we 100% pure, holy, harmless, you see, undefiled? No. You see, and what about the sins? And what about the activities which you do after our baptism? No, how do we cleanse of all these things? And do we think that we need to take baptism again and again? You see, should we take the baptism every now and then when we commit sin and we need to become new again and again? What does the Bible say? What is actually required for our sins to be completely forgiven or our sins to be completely cleansed? So what is that which is actually required in us? Is it baptism? If you put this question and seek the answer for this question from the Bible, you know, what does the Bible say? Bible says 1 John 1:7 as a reply. Let us read, brother. 1 John 1:7. Please read, Moses, brother.
Okay, brother. 1 John 1:7, brother. Yeah. Should I read from the screen or from Bible, brother?
Oh, whichever way you're comfortable. I would appreciate whichever way, not an issue.
Let's try from the Bible.
Oh, good. That's very excellent. I'm really happy.
Thank you, yeah,
I used to
brother.
be the same.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's written like this. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
Ah, the blood of Christ, his son, blood of Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sins. This is what the Bible says. The scripture never says baptism cleanses you of all sins. No. You see, the Bible clearly says that it is the blood of Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus Christ's blood, your faith on that blood, that is what cleanses a person of all the sins. Okay. If blood of Christ is the one that cleanses us, then why so many people believe that, you see, we need to take baptism, so all our things are cleansed. Why? Because, you see, John the Baptist gave baptism. You see, he is the one who first, you see, gave baptism at the first advent of Jesus. You see? So then he used some particular words. Because of that only, today, entire Christian people have this faith. So let us read those verses, brother. Matthew 3, 6, brother. And 3, 11. First
okay.
Read Matthew 3, 11 and Matthew 3, 6, brother.
Matthew 3:11 is written like this. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that come after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
See, John the Baptist said, I indeed baptize you with baptism. And what? I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. You see, unto repentance. So, John the Baptist gave why baptism? He gave the baptism for repentance. Read verse 6 brother now. Repentance from what?
Six. And were baptized for him in Jordan, confessing their sins.
Confessing their sins. You see, they confessed their sins. They repented from their sin. And as a significance of it, they took water baptism. You see? And even the apostles of Jesus Christ also gave the same baptism. Same thing they gave. Read. John 4 chapter verse 1 and 2.
John 4 verse 1 and 2. Okay, brother.
Good.
Yeah, it's written like this, brother. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples.
Underline it. You see, the same baptism the disciples of Jesus also gave. But you note at one point, Jesus himself did not baptize anybody. Did you observe that verse, brother?
Yeah.
Underline it. Why? We will see the answer in the last. Don't forget to ask me that question. Okay, you will get the answer, but just for a reminder's sake. Why
okay.
did not Jesus give baptism? The same baptism was given by the apostles. What John the Baptist gave, the same thing was given to the apostles, everybody. You see, remember, even on the day of Pentecost, when 3,000 people got converted, on the spot, the same baptism was also given. Read Acts 2nd chapter, verse 38, brother.
Okay, brother. Second verse 38. It's written like this. Thou has made known to me the ways of life, thou shalt make me full of joy with my countenance.
Oh, brother. Acts of the Apostles, 2nd chapter, 38 verse, brother.
20th, sorry, brother.
Okay,
Yeah.
no.
Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
You see, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for what? For the remission of sins. You see? So, for the forgiveness of sins, you see, for the remission of sins, you see, for the cleansing of the sins, for confessing your sins, be baptized. Okay. So, in all these incidents, we are clearly observed, the Bible says that the baptism is for the remission of sins, sign of repentance. Okay. Now, let us put on question. Then why did Jesus take baptism? We all know, no? Jesus also took baptism. Correct, brother?
Yeah, but Jesus was also been baptized by John.
Correct.
John
Why did he
was
take
given.
baptism? Is it
Sorry?
For remission of the sins? Is it for the repentance? To show that he has repented? To
John has given baptism for the remission of sin, right?
Correct. And why did
Yeah,
Jesus take? Was Jesus a sinner? Why did he take the baptism of repentance then?
Jesus
Is
was not
Jesus?
sinner.
Ah, tell me, brother, tell me.
I don't know why Jesus take
Very good.
baptism. I don't know really, because he came on the flesh, right? I
Correct.
think it came on the flesh, so maybe it was the law.
We are going to
Given.
see that answer today. Okay. So that is the main point here. That is the main theme and the main, this one, where the entire subject of baptism stands upon. Why Jesus took baptism from John the Baptist? If he is not a sinner, if he doesn't have any sin at all, then why did Jesus take baptism? John the Baptist was giving the baptism for the remission of sins. What was the necessary that Jesus should take this baptism? Correct now? Huh?
Yeah.
Let us read Matthew. Same question was asked by John the Baptist, brother. Matthew 3rd chapter, verse 14 and 15, brother.
Okay, brother. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized for thee, and comes thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it become us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him.
See, when Jesus came to take baptism from John the Baptist, the first thing John the Baptist said was, he stopped Jesus from taking baptism. Why? Huh? He put a question, why are you taking baptism? Actually, I should be taking baptism from you. You are not a sinner like all the other people. No, why? What is the necessity for you to take baptism? What did Jesus reply? Jesus replies, suffer it to be so now. Allow it now. You see, because by doing so, I am fulfilling all the righteousness. This is the main, you see, brother, answer for baptism. Today, we are going to see what is the meaning of it. See, therefore, we need to study the Bible. Just casually read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation and go, nothing really goes to our head. We need to question, reason out from the Bible. What does the Bible say? Come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Any questions, strong questions, God of Jacob tells, bring out all your strong reasons. Let us reason together. We need to think and discuss and ask the Lord answer for it. Therefore, Bible study is a different thing than Bible reading. You see, the in-depth Bible study, you need to understand the concepts of God. You see, then only we can follow the footsteps of our master. Correct, no? Jesus gave a reply. Now, what is the meaning of the reply? You see, he did not come and give complete explanation to John the Baptist. You see, if Jesus never gave complete explanation, then why? What happened? Dear brethren, we need to study from the Bible. You see, now do we study the Bible? Hear a little. Next, Mosam Mother, hear a little and?
Hear a little.
Very good. Search the scriptures. Correct now? The Bible says, search the scriptures and none shall miss or mate. all the questions in the Bible as the answer only from the Bible, then why John the Baptist gave this baptism, and why Jesus took it? You see, but John the Baptist resisted, even then Jesus took it. Why? First of all, then we need to study what was the baptism that John the Baptist actually gave. Correct now? Okay, now let us study that verses again and see what baptism, you see, John the Baptist gave, and to whom did he give? Matthew, 3rd chapter, verse 2, brother. Then, same chapter, verse 7 and 8, brother.
Matthew 3rd, verses 2, okay. And saying, repent you, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
The first thing John the Baptist preached was repent, repent, repent. For what? The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The selection for the heavenly part of the kingdom. You see, the 1,44,000 is at hand. It is happening very shortly. So therefore, repent. Okay, now, to whom did John the Baptist say these words? Did he say this one for the whole world? Let us see verse 7 and 8 for that.
7 and 8, okay. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who had warned you to flee from the world to come, bring for themselves therefore fruit meet for repentance.
You see, dear brethren, you see, John the Baptist told these words to whom? The Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes, you see, the tax collectors. He told this one to the Jewish people. He said, bring forth the fruits of repentance. Why? Why did he tell particularly to this category of people, particularly to the Jewish people? Why? What sin they had done? Right now it says, repent and bring forth the fruits of repentance. You see, then what was the sin that they had done? It clearly says that who had warned you about the wrath of God to come upon you. That means God was angry upon Jewish people. Why? What wrong they had done? You see, we all know that the Jewish people were given the law. Correct, brother?
Yes.
When they came out of Egypt at Mount Sinai, they received the law. And there, the entire Jewish people agreed that we will keep all your law and abide by it. Correct, no?
Yes.
Yes. Very good. So, the entire Jewish nation was actually baptized first time when they came out of Egypt. Read. 1 Corinthians 10 chapter 1 and 2. 1 Corinthians 10 chapter 1 and 2. The entire Israel as a nation were already baptized.
Yeah, I read that before also.
Good, brother, good.
1 and 2, yeah, brother, is written like this. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
See, the entire Jewish nation, brother, were all baptized into whom, brother?
Moses.
Moses, not God, underline it. They were baptized into Moses. Why? Because God gave the law covenant through Moses. And they had to be obedient to Moses. It is like immersing themselves into Moses. That they will completely surrender to Moses and agree what all Moses says. But did the Jewish people, did the nation of Israel agree and obey to all the commandments which God had given through Moses? Were they obedient? Were they obedient? Whether Israel as a nation were obedient to the commandments which God gave?
Not totally.
Yes, not all. Correct. They were never obedient. They were stiff-necked people. They were disobedient. Hence, John the Baptist said to the Jewish people, repent. That means they were already baptized, that they will agree, they will obey. But did they obey? No. Hence, The baptism of John the Baptist was only for the Jewish nation. Underline it. It is not for the whole world. It was only for the people of Israel. You see, therefore, he addressed the Pharisees, Sadducees, lawyers, scribes. You see, tax collectors who all came to take baptism. He said, repent, repent, repent. From all the violations which are violated against the God's law. Read Acts 22:16 also. See, there, Apostle Paul, brother, you know, very Apostle Paul was very zealous in the Lord. Even he also took the same baptism of repentance, brother. Read Acts 22:16, brother.
Acts 22:16. Okay, brother. And now, why tourist though, arise and be baptized and wash away the sin, calling on the name of the Lord.
Oh, see, he was addressing, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized. How? Wash away thy sins. That means even Apostle Paul took the same baptism, a baptism of repentance. Why? Because he was also under the law. Did Apostle Paul keep the entire law? No. He violated the major portion, you see, persecuting the church. That was against the law of God. Love thy neighbor as thyself. He was hating the neighbor as everybody else. You see, that was a violation of God. Therefore, dear brethren, he repented and baptized, washing away his sins. This was there for the entire Jewish nation. Until when? Until the 70 weeks of favor ended to the Jewish people. I hope you have heard this subject. Have you taken this subject, brother? Christ first advent, 70 weeks of favor to the Jewish people. Have you taken?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. You see, the special favor and grace of God was given to the Jewish nation for 70 weeks, brother. 70 weeks, the special favor was upon them. You see, and until this favor was over, God could never leave the Jewish people and turn to the Gentiles. So, if anybody of the Jewish people, they are repenting and turning back to God within the 70 week of favor, they had to take this baptism of John the Baptist and come back to God to have fellowship. You see, but you know what happened? After the 70 weeks of favor were ended, you see, God rejected the Jewish people. The nation of Israel were rejected. We have studied the subject of Israel. You see, after the crucifixion, how they were rejected by God. They were scattered all over the world. Do you remember, brother?
Yeah.
So what happened there? When Israel was rejected, God turned to the Gentiles.
Yes.
Remember the church class? The 144,000. They are selected first from the Israel nation and later on they are selected from the Gentiles. Correct now?
Yes.
Yes. So, first it was a Jewish nation. Once they rejected, God turned to the Gentiles. Read Acts 13:46, brother, and Acts 15:14.
Acts 13:46 is written like this. For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell on sleep and was led unto his father and saw corruption.
Very good, brother. See, here, no. Acts 13:46, read again. 13:46.
Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. But seeing you, put it from you and judge yourself unworthy of everlasting life. Lo, we turn to the Gentiles.
First offer was given to the Jewish nation. Once they rejected, God turned to the Gentiles. Read Acts 15:14.
Yes. Simon had declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name.
God first did visit the Gentiles to take out a people for his name. You see, no, it is like this one. You see, the promise which God made to Abraham is compared to an olive tree. You see, so the Israel people were the branches, natural branches of that olive tree. Now, what happened? That natural branches of the olive tree did not have faith on Abrahamic promise. They were unbelieving people. So, what happened? God actually cut off some of the branches which did not have faith. So, some space were empty there. You see, not all the Jewish people had faith on God. We all know very well. Those who had faith on Lord, they accepted Christ and came behind Christ. But those who did not accept Christ, they were in unbelief. They were cut off. Read Romans 11 chapter 17 and verse 20. Romans 11 chapter verse 17 and 20. Brother.
Okay, brother. Seventeen and 20 only. And if some of the branches be broken off, and though being a wild olive tree, with graft in among them, and with them partakes of the root and fatness of the olive tree. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off, and though standeth by faith, be not high-minded, but fear.
See, what happened, brother? There is a natural olive tree. Some of the branches were cut off. Why? The verse says it was because of unbelief. They were broken off. Now, what has happened? An olive tree, some space is there. Correct, no? Natural olive tree, some space is there. But along with the natural olive tree, there is also one more olive tree, a wild olive tree. That is the Gentile nations, the Gentile people. Natural olive tree is the Israel nation. Correct, no? Now, Israel nation, everybody did not have faith. So, some people were cut off. Now, what is there? Empty space is there. Somebody can come and fill it. Now, this opportunity was going to who? The Gentiles, who were like the wild olive branches. Read, brother. Read again, verse 17, brother.
And if some of the branches be broken off, and though being a wild olive tree, with graft in among them, and with the partakers of the root and fatness of the olive tree.
You see, we are the wild olive tree who were grafted there. You see, now why were we grafted? You see, because some of the people were broken off there. So space is there. That's what verse 19 says. Though we'll say then, the branches were broken off that I may be grafted in. Yes, the branches were taken off so that the Gentiles may come into the God's promise. You see, if you observe this, you see a slide very clearly. Brother. So natural olive tree is there. That is the nation of Israel. The wild olive tree is there. That is the Gentile people. So some of the Jewish people were cut off because not of faith. Now what happened? You see, the Gentile people who had faith, like Abraham, they were wild. What did God do? They took off the branches and grafted him in the natural olive tree. So what has happened? The Gentiles people have come into the Abrahamic promise. Correct? No? So we are all Gentiles. Are we not come under the Abrahamic promise, brother?
Yes.
We are come under Abraham promise. How? How was it possible? This is by grafting. This is what Apostle Paul tries to explain in the book of Romans. Okay. Now you tell me. Yeah. Huh?
Because of grafted in the natural olive tree, we become the son of Abraham, right?
Correct. Excellent. Absolutely true. Correct. Okay. Now the question comes is that.
But brother, just a simple question. But I will ask you later, okay.
Okay. Now see, we have become the sons of Abraham. Okay. Now how did you become? Were we baptized any time before in Moses in the Red Sea? No. Were we under the law? Huh?
No.
No. There.
But our ancestors were there.
Correct. But they were not under the law. Only the Jewish people were given the law. Ten commandments were given only to the Jewish people. Correct now? It was not given to our forefathers. It was not given to your forefathers. Correct now? Because you are all Gentiles. Correct now, brother?
Are Jews from the Abraham, from, I think, from the Abraham, like
Correct.
descendants?
Okay. Abraham's descendants are the Jewish people. But are we Jewish people?
Not, are our ancestors from Abraham descendants?
Oh, you are Abraham descendant. Ah?
No, my ancestors.
Oh, no. None of our ancestors are Abraham's descendant, brother.
Okay, it's been separated from the Abraham, right? Same from Adam, but it's separated from Abraham. Yeah,
Correct.
I got
See,
it.
Adam had so many sons. Okay.
Yeah.
From Adam, Noah's generation only, what happened? Three sons, you see, they formed. In the three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Correct, no?
Yes.
So, Shem only, through Shem only, what happened? Abraham came. Not directly Shem begat Abraham. So many sons begat. Then later, through Nahor, you see, Terah, Abraham was begat. Correct, no?
Yeah.
So there is a genealogy. So, we don't come directly into Abraham at all. Okay? But we are the children of Adam. So, that is different than compared to the sons of Abraham. Correct, no, brother?
Yes, brother.
Okay, now we are not the natural holy tree. We are the wild holy tree. Correct now?
Yeah.
Now, we were never under the law. Correct? Huh?
Yes.
So, how come this baptism of repentance, which God gave through John the Baptist, applies to us? It never applies at all. Because we were never under the law. Correct now? We could never violate God's law because God had never given to us. So, this baptism of repentance for the Gentiles is not at all applicable. Then, brother, then is there no baptism for us who are Gentiles? Yes, baptism is there. What is the meaning of baptism for a Gentile? You see, for the Jewish people, what is the real meaning of baptism? You see, for a Gentile. The answer is given by Apostle Paul in Romans 6 chapter, brother, verse 3, 4, and 5. You see, remember, here Apostle Paul is writing this letter to the Romans. The Romans were not the Jewish people, remember. They were the Gentiles. They were Gentile convert. Correct, brother?
Yeah.
Now, he gives the clear explanation of what actually a baptism means. Read it, brother.
Rome 6, 4 and 5.
Romans 6 chapter 3, 4 and 5.
3, 4, 5. Okay. Know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death?
You see, here Apostle Paul tells, what is the meaning of baptism? What does he say? Don't you know that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into what? Water. We're baptized into repentance. Baptized into?
Jesus Christ.
No. Baptized into what? Read again, brother. Read verse 3 again.
Into his death.
Correct,
sorry,
brother.
Sorry.
Into his death. That
yeah,
is
yeah.
The real meaning of baptism. Baptism actually means, you know, after 70 AD, this is applicable both to the Gentiles and the Jewish people. Baptism in the Bible means it is baptizing ourselves into the death of Christ. That was meaning Apostle Paul is clearly telling, don't you know that those who all took baptism in Jesus, the meaning of it was that you are baptizing yourself into the death of Christ. You see, immersion into the death of Christ, that is the meaning of baptism. Not for repentance, not for cleansing. not something new. No, it is to be dead in Christ.
Brother,
Continue,
please.
brother. We will see. Don't worry. Wait till the end of the class. Okay. Then you write all your questions and ask, you will discuss. Okay, brother?
Okay, brother.
Okay, good. Now continue reading. Yeah.
Therefore, we are born with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, we also should walk in the newness of life.
You see, even as Christ also died and was raised, similarly, we also should be dead and walk in the newness of life. Why? Continue, brother.
For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection.
Why this is necessary? Because you want to reign with Christ. You want to rule with Christ for 1,000 years. Then this is important. Because if you are dead in Christ, if you are dead like Christ only, you can be resurrected like Jesus Christ in the first resurrection and rule with him. Now, here, what is the meaning of death of Christ? You see, know you not that we are baptized into Jesus Christ or baptized into his death. Now, what is the meaning of his death? What is the death of Christ? You see, Adam is there. Correct, no? He is the first Adam. Second Adam is there. Correct, no, brother?
Yeah.
Now, both of them died. Correct, no?
Yes.
Correct. Very good. Now, why did Adam die? First Adam, why did he die?
Because of his own... Adam died because... of his sin.
Very good. Excellent. Absolutely right. And why did Jesus die?
For our sin.
Very good, brother. That is the difference. Adam died as a sinner, but Jesus died for the sinner. It was a sacrificial death. You got the difference, brother, between the death of Adam and the death of Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
Yes. That is the sacrificial death which we want to be immersed into. That is the meaning of baptism. Got it, brother? So, remember how Jesus took baptism? What was his heart condition when he took baptism? You see, it's given in Hebrews 10:7. Lo, I come, O Lord, to do thy will. That was the heart condition of Jesus. Read Hebrews 10:7.
Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of books, it is written for me to do the will, O God.
You see, lo, I come. I am coming, O Lord. This was his heart condition when he immersed himself in River Jordan. I am coming, O Lord. Why? You see, to do thy will. Because in the volume of book, in the law, in the Old Testament, everything is written about me. I am coming to fulfill all those things and do thy will. This is the heart condition of Jesus. This is the same heart condition which we should have when we immerse. That is the meaning of baptism, to be dead in Christ. Therefore, you know, Apostle Paul, what did he say? Apostle Paul clearly said, we are dead. We are no more alive. We are dead in Christ. You see? And our life is hid in Christ. Read Colossians 3:3, brother.
For you are dead and your life is hid with the Christ in God.
See, you are dead. Your life is hid in Christ in God. You are dead, you see. And read Galatians 2:20, brother.
I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ living me. And the life which I know, which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
You see, very clearly it says, I am crucified with Christ. You see, nevertheless, I am living. But it is not me who is living, but it is Christ who is living. I am dead in Christ, but I am living like Christ in this world. This is the real meaning of baptism. You remember, you see, Jesus said once to his disciples, don't you know that I have baptism to be baptized? And how I am comfortable until I accomplish that plan. Read Luke 12:50, brother.
but I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I standing till it be accomplished?
You see, I am in very much difficulty until I finish that one. Until I achieve that one, I am in uncomfortable zone. That's what Jesus said. Now, you tell me, was Jesus telling about little baptism, brother? Was he telling about immersing into the water?
Not he's telling about the death.
No, he was telling about, you see, his actual death. Correct. He was telling about actually his death. The baptism which he took at Jordan was just a symbol, brother. But actual baptism was when he was supposed to die for the Lord on cross. You see, therefore, he was not speaking about a little baptism. He was speaking about the baptism of his death. Remember, you see, the disciples of Jesus, James and John, they sent his mother to request Jesus to sit on the left side and right side. Correct now? What did Jesus say to them? Read Mark 10, chapter 35 to 38. Brother.
Mark 10, 35 to 38. Okay, brother. And James and John, the son of Zebedee, came unto him, saying, Master, we would that thou shouldest be for us whatsoever we shall desire. And he said unto them, What would you that I should do for you? They said unto him, Grant unto us that we may sit on the thy right hand, on the other on my on the left hand in the glory. But Jesus said unto them, You know not what you ask. Can you drink of the cup that I drink of, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?
You see, he said, Can you be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with? You see, the disciples gave the same baptism to everybody, more than the disciples of John the Baptist. So what was difficult for them to baptize in water? Jesus was not speaking about little baptism at all. He was not speaking of that baptism. He was speaking the baptism of his death. Therefore, what John the Baptist gave baptism, what Jesus took the baptism, was altogether different. You know, it's totally different. John the Baptist was giving baptism of repentance only for Jewish people. Jewish people means what? Which nation?
Israel.
Very good. He was giving only for Israel, not for Gentiles at all. Therefore, when John the Baptist saw Jesus coming to take baptism, what did he say to Jesus?
He's
read.
Like...
Yes, read that verse. Now you will understand. Matthew 3rd chapter, verse 14.
Yeah, it's written like this. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and come unto me.
And Jesus... Wait. What did he say? I have need to be baptized of you, but you come to me. What is the meaning of this one? You know, what is the meaning of this one? John the Baptist clearly knew that Jesus was sinless. Correct, no?
Yes.
How did he come to know? How did he come to know that Jesus was a sinless person?
Because he was giving the baptism for the forgiveness, like for the sin.
Okay.
He knew he was the Son of God.
How?
Because he is going to
I'll give you a clue.
Be baptized on his death.
I'll give you a clue.
Because on they were met before on the
correct. When
like they worship on this Thomas.
Wait, what?
When their mother met each other.
Correct, brother. You see the screen there?
Yes.
You see, Elizabeth was already conceived. When Mary came to meet Elizabeth, Elizabeth was already 6 months. John the Baptist seeing Jesus in his womb, you see, he jumped. He rejoiced to see Jesus, correct, no?
Yeah.
That means John the Baptist and Jesus are relatives, cousin brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
So, definitely, after the birth, they would have discussed, hey, you are born with the Holy Spirit, you know, by God's grace. You would have told all these things. Hey, you are not like everybody. You are powerful. You see, you are not a sinner. Mary would have told all these things to Jesus. Correct, no?
Yeah.
And Elizabeth is a mother's sister. They would have discussed, auntie. And she would also told everything to John the Baptist. So, elder brother John the Baptist, younger brother Jesus, were very close. They clearly knew that Jesus is not like an ordinary person. Jesus is harmless, holy, separate from sinners, undefiled. Even from birth, this one was known clearly to John the Baptist. Correct, no?
Yes.
Now, if Jesus comes to take baptism for the repentance of sin, when he is not a sinner, definitely, John the Baptist will put a question to him, no? Why
yeah,
you
yeah.
are taking? Correct, no?
Yeah.
That is the question which Jesus, John the Baptist put. You see, as for the situation, actually, I should be taking from you because I am a sinner. You are not a sinner. So why do you want to take this baptism? You see, at that moment, Jesus did not explain to him clearly what you have studied today. Correct, no, brother?
Yeah.
Why? Because that was not the proper situation. There was no sufficient of time. If Jesus would have sat and explained, no, 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 you don't know, I'm taking baptism into death. If you have told, then John the Baptist would have put one more question. Correct, no? Correct, brother? If Jesus would have given a simple explanation, John the
Yeah.
Baptist would have put again one more question. Correct, no?
Yeah.
So, what, as you told, see, even as I'm telling you, asking questions, questions, questions. So, what will happen? The question, 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 simply discussion will go. So, answer, he won't be able to get. Because that is not the situation where he was able to understand everything. Correct, brother?
Yeah.
Therefore, Jesus did not give complete explanation. He simply said, what did he say? Read now. Verse, you see? Verse 15, Matthew 3:15.
And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now.
Allow it. Don't disturb it. Please don't argue. Please don't disturb. Leave it now. Why? Continue with that.
For though it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness, then
you
he
see,
suffered him.
You see, it is like fulfilling all righteousness. That means in God's plan, there is something hidden about this baptism. That is what we studied today. You see, that one, that secret about the baptism into death of Christ could not be explained to John the Baptist because he could never understand it. You see, therefore, Jesus said, fulfill it all righteousness. Allow it. By doing so, I am trying to do God's will. Leave it. This is the baptism which we need to take with us. Not the baptism of remission of sins, for forgiveness, for leaving all those old things. No, 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 no. All these things are put in a baggage and you see, and throw it off. That is not the what the Bible says. You see, this is the meaning of baptism. Who is our role model? Who is our hero? Who is he?
Jesus Christ.
We should follow his two footsteps or whose footsteps we should follow?
His
Then
foot
if he has left as a role model to take this baptism, should we not take it or not, brother?
Yes.
Yes, we should take it in a proper way. You see, read the Bible. 1 Peter 3:21. You see, the meaning of baptism. Read, brother. 1 Peter 3:21.
The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh.
You see, not the putting away the filth of flesh. You see, there the answer is given. You see, baptism, you see, is not putting away the filth of the flesh. That means what? It is not for the cleansing of sin. No, no, no. That is not at all. Baptism is never for the remission of sins. It was there only for 70 AD, only till 70 AD. After 70 AD, that is not at all applicable. Even for the Jewish people, even for the Israel people, if they had to take baptism, that is not at all applicable. You see, baptism of repentance is gone. The chapter is closed. It was there only for till 70 AD. It clearly says, you see, baptism doth also now saves us. This is not the putting away of the filth of the flesh. Then what is the meaning of baptism? Continue, Buddha.
But the answer of a good conscience towards God by the recognition of Jesus Christ.
Answer of a good conscience towards God, Buddha. You know what is the meaning of answer of good conscience? God has done so many things to us. See the mighty universe which is great. God has created. All those things are there, but God has left all these things and seen us. You see, He looked us, He beheld us when we were sinners. He gave His Son to die for us on the cross. You see, it's not so easy to voluntarily go and die for something. To voluntarily give blood for somebody also, you need to think 1,000 times. To die for somebody, nobody would take the step. But God is so merciful that He gave it. And even after committing lot of sins, He keeps on forgiving us of all our sins, day by day, grace upon grace, mercy upon mercy, divine protection, divine blessings. You see, God's love, all these things, realizing our unworthiness, that we are never fit for such things at all. But even then, God has granted us this privilege. You know, based on this privilege, you see, we surrender to God. God, what can I render unto you? What can I give unto you? Nothing. Whatever I give you is just nothing, nothing, less than nothing. But I offer my bodies as a living sacrifice to you, God. That is consecration. From today, I am going to die for you, Lord. I am going to live like Christ lived. I am going to be dead to the world. This is what the symbol also means. You take a person, don't sprinkle water. Don't put him in a tap. Don't dip him. Immerse him backside. Put him back again. You know what I mean? You see, let it be any expert in swimmer. You see, an expert swimmer also can't just fall backside. It's very difficult. You see, and if especially if you need some support at the back, you see, dear Budrayan, you know, that is the meaning of baptism. We are not able to die ourselves. We need the support of Christ. Christ helps us to die for the world and live like Christ. He is the one who helps us, who is, you see, helping us to die for the world and live in Christ, dear Budrayan. This is the real meaning and symbol, you see. And therefore, you know, Jesus said, if anybody wants to be my disciple, deny yourself, carry the cross and follow me. This is the basic character of a Christian. The basic thing a Christian has to do. The symbol has to be taken in a proper way at compulsorily at any cost. You know, some people, they have a belief that, oh, baptism has to be taken only once. Correct? Only once when? If you take a proper, correct baptism. Or else, whatever baptism you have taken, if it is not the correct one, it is like just simply dipping in water. Now you tell me, Naaman took 7 times. Correct number? He dipped in Jordan 7 times. Correct number?
Yeah.
Was it baptism?
No.
No. Very good. Correct. It was not baptism. Why? He just dipped without knowing anything. Then how can it be considered as baptism? No, that is not baptism. Similarly, we may tell the name of Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus. Just because you dip in the name of Jesus is baptism. What did Jesus say? Not everybody who says Lord, Lord, Lord shall enter into the kingdom of
God.
Correct. Correct, no? So just because you tell the name of the Lord, do you think whatever you do in the name of the Lord will accept it? No. This is what early ecclesia, early church also did. You know, Ephesus church, they were Gentiles. They did the same mistake. You see, Apostle Paul came and questioned them, and they realized their mistake. You know, what did the entire ecclesia do, brother? Entire church, they immersed again into Christ, brother. You know, they took the proper baptism after realizing what they have taken is wrong. They had taken the immersion baptism, but that was wrong. That was not biblical. So they realized their mistake. They corrected. They tried to do the Lord's feed, you see, by pleasing the Lord. Read Acts 19, chapter verse 1, 2, and 3, brother.
And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinthians, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus.
Ephesus was a Gentile church, brother. It was not composed of Jewish people. You know, Ephesians, Galatians, Philippians, Corinthians, they were all Gentiles people. Okay? Now continue reading, brother.
And finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized?
Underline. He puts a question. Then what baptism did you take? Continue.
And they said, unto John the baptism.
Underline, brother. Unto John's baptism. Now, what is the meaning of John's baptism? Continue. Apostle Paul tells.
And said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him. This is on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of Lord Jesus.
Understood, brother? They took John the Baptist. It was a mistake. You see, they baptized again into Christ in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Understood, brother? So, if baptism is taken wrongly, it is very, very necessary that we take it in a proper way. You see, some people tell, no, brother, we have taken correctly only immersion. The entire Jewish nation was baptized in Moses, correct now?
Yeah.
And did they not rectify it and took again the baptism of John the Baptist? They took it, no?
Yeah.
Correct, no? So many people came to John the Baptist and took the baptism, no? Correct, no?
Yeah.
Yes. Then if we have taken John the Baptist baptism, if that is wrong, then we need to correct and take a proper baptism, what the Bible says, no? Correct, no?
Yeah.
That is what the Church of Ephesus did, brother. They corrected and took the baptism, which is scriptural. You know, therefore, what did Jesus say, you know? Jesus said, go, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and you see, Holy Ghost. Make them disciples. Jesus said, go, make them disciples. Correct, no? Read Matthew 28, brother. Matthew 28, brother. Verse 19. Read brother, verse 19.
Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost.
You see, go and teach all nations, baptizing them. This is not literal baptism, what Jesus said, you know. Actually, the word baptism, what that comes here, no, brother? This, actually, the word here is baptizo. In Greek, it is, you see, it comes as baptizo. You see, baptizo means actually immersion. You see, immersion is what? Completely, you see, immersed. Okay, immersed into water. You see, that scripture clearly says, immersed in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit. Now, what is the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit? Name of God means, name of the Father means God. Name of the Son means Jesus Christ, name of the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit only. Now, what is the meaning of this word name? Okay, I'll give you an example. If you say Robin is not good, what does it mean? If
Robin
I
is
say
not.
Robin is not good, what does it mean, mother? Does it
He's not.
mean that the
Robin.
spelling of Robin is wrong?
Robin is not good.
Means what?
The person is not good.
Very good. Not the spelling, but his character is not good. Correct, mother? Correct, no?
Yes.
Correct. Same way, when Jesus said to baptize somebody in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, it means to baptize into their character. Immerse themselves completely in the character of God, character of Jesus, character of the Holy Spirit. Completely they should be immersed having the fruits of the Holy Spirit. This is what actually Jesus said. So, you see, so baptism, the real meaning of baptism, you see, we have seen that is a symbol of consecration. You see, just consecration is not only important, the symbol also is very, very equally important. You see, like for example, if we marry, brother, correct? No, if we marry, will we just marry like that only? If we love one girl, or just do you think the girl and boy will just live together and claim that this is marriage? Is it correct?
No, brother.
See, marriage is there, but that is not the way you live. So, symbol is also important. What is the meaning of symbol? You see, you do it in front of your parents, you see, they proclaim your marriage, you see, and do it in a well organized, decent way. There's a token for marriage, like for exchanging garland or putting your, you see, engagement ring, you see. So, there is a custom, we need to do it. That is the custom which Jesus said. Jesus never requested us to do anything else. He requested only two things from us. You see, a person, our Lord was so great, you see, he never requested anything from his disciples. He said only two things. First, do this in remembrance of me. That means do the memorial only once a year. That is absolutely to be done in a proper sense. First one. Second thing, the second symbol what he gave was this baptism. These two things has to be done properly. If we are really the followers of Christ, if we really want to be the followers of Christ, if we really want to please our Lord, if we really want to rule with him for 1,000 years, then these things has to be done in a proper way. And this is very, very important. Okay. So this is the end of our baptism class. Any doubts, brother, Moses, brother, you can ask now. Any questions you have, you can please ask.
I have got the answer, brother, within the class until the end.
That is what the Bible speaks, brother. That's the way God speaks. So it's a marvelous way which God speaks. So we thank the Lord. We praise the Lord for it. So, good. So you
also
understood.
Got the baptism classes before, yeah? Like, it was quite similar. Something is different. Something a little is difference only.
Correct.
So
a little difference makes a lot of difference. Correct, no? A little bit less of salt in a beautiful dish doesn't give us the flavor. Correct, no?
Yeah, that's also
see,
true.
There is one verse in the Bible. I'll show it to you. Open book of James, brother.
James.
Yeah, James.
Okay.
Second chapter. Verse 10.
For whosoever shall keep the whole law and add upon in one point, he is guilty of all. Yeah.
So we might be keeping the entire law. Small, brother, small. Adjust, brother. I'll adjust. Now God should accept now. God should adjust now. Correct, no?
No.
See, you see the strict justice of God, brother. You read that verse, next verse also, you'll come to know. Then I'll give you example. Verse 11.
11 also. For he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not murder. If you do not commit adultery but do murder, you have become a transgressor of the law.
See, I have not broken one law, but I have broken another law. That means what?
You become a transgressor.
You've broken the, as if you have broken the entire law. So whether you break one law or all the law, it's the same. So there's no difference at all in the God's justice. Correct, no? See, Adam ate one fruit. Correct, brother? Now, what big thing did he do? One small fruit, no? Leave it, no? Why did God not leave it? Because that is the justice of God. That is what Jesus said. Allow it so be to now. Suffer it to be so now. Suffer it, leave it. Because this is fulfilling of all righteousness. God's plan, something is there. We need to follow it. Whether we accept, whether we can digest, we can't digest. We need to accept what the God says. Correct, brother?
Yeah, brother.
See, one example. Open book of Leviticus 21st chapter.
Leviticus, okay.
Leviticus 21st chapter. Verse 17, 18.
17 and 18?
Correct.
Brother, 12, verse 17 and 18.
No. Leviticus 21st chapter. Leviticus 21. In that one, verse 17 and 18.
Just a moment, okay? If any of your descendants now or in future generation has a physical defect, he must never bring food to offer to God.
Okay, now what does God say? Anybody having physical deformity should never come. That means handicapped person should never come to God, it seems. Correct, no?
Yeah.
This is speaking about the high priest work. Okay? Now, you tell me, being handicapped is whose responsibility? Who is responsible for it?
It's God's.
Then why God is blaming you that you should never come?
Why?
That is God's justice. Correct, no? See, God never formed anybody as a sinner or a handicapped person. They are born like that because of their sin. Who told you that you should not be born like this one? And who told you should be born perfect? This is the justice of God. See, tell me.
They were born, yeah, because they were sin already, right? So they were born. Our ancestors were sinners, so.
Correct. So this shows God's justice, brother. That means God never accepts even a small violation of his commandments. If God says it should be like this, it should be like that only. We can't change it. Correct, no? This is an example. Okay? Now, one more example. Moses, he led the people of Israel from Egypt to Promised Land. Correct, huh?
Yeah.
Now, did he go to the Promised Land?
Moses, he didn't get chance.
Why? God could have given him a
Because
chance. No, why did God not give a chance?
he has done one mistake, right? Because
Correct.
God is
How many mistakes
justice.
were?
Only one
Only
mistakes.
one. Understand that one. That's the importance, sir. He neglected God's commands. What God told, he should have done it exactly. He minutely, small commit mistake, brother. God
Yeah.
said, no. He pleaded God, he begged God. God told, go to the mountain, see the promised land, that's all. No going, no entering promised land. Imagine Moses suffered so many things, brother. 120 years, brother, he walked in the path of God. Imagine, waited 120 years to go to the promised land. Last moment, if God doesn't allow, how bad Moses would have felt, no? You see, such a lot of efforts, faithfulness, everything went waste. Why? Just a small mistake. Correct, brother? Moses, brother, are you there?
Yes, brother. Yeah, I agree.
So, mistakes do cost us so many things. It really, you see, mistakes cost us our crown also.
Think small mistake sometimes we doesn't even maybe the government also government law also doesn't fulfill the justice for the
Correct.
small,
Correct, correct.
but God is not like this.
Correct.
Our nation.
Correct. See, forget about this government law. This is all fake. This is not important for us. Our government is from our master. Okay, so we need to be very careful. You see, violating things which are not pleasing to him. When God has clearly told us not to do like this, but to do like this, what we should do?
We need to do what the God says.
Correct. Simply do it. That's all. No questioning again and again. Correct now? What is the problem in that one? Nothing, no problem. When we committed wrong, we were eating food like this one. Correct, no? When God has told, no, Raja, you can eat your food like this also. Now, what we should do?
We
No,
don't
no,
say.
no. I'm eating like this, I'll eat like this. From in life, like this, you can eat. God has taught you a simple thing. Nothing great. Okay? Simple thing we can do. See, Naaman thought like this only. Elisha did not come out from the house. Now I am not going to immerse. I'll go like this only. Stubborn. You see? The soldiers told, oh, think calmly. What did Elisha say? Did he say any great thing? Very simple. Go and dip in Jordan. No, what is wrong? If it happens, let it happen. If it doesn't happen, no problem. You see? Simple thing. There's nothing that is wrong. Okay? Like for example, memorial. The Lord's Supper, when we need to take, brother? The Lord's Supper, when do we need to take?
It's once a year.
So we should take it or not?
We must need to take.
Then, if somebody is taking for monthly once, do we need to join them? That is not the proper way. Correct, brother? See, when God says you should not do it, if you keep on joining and taking there, does it really please the Lord, brother?
Yeah.
Correct. We need to think. Simple. See, God has not told us any great thing, brother. These are all very simple things, brother. We need to only sacrifice. We need to leave our selfishness. That's all. Our ego. Only thing that is stopping us to do the Lord's will is only two things: our selfishness and our ego. That's all. If you leave these two things, automatically, simply, our life will become very easy. What did Jesus say? If any man wants to be my disciple, first thing, what is that one?
He must deny himself.
Underline that word, brother. Always in your life, whenever question comes before our mind, to do the Lord's will or to accept what others say, the worldly people, the false people who say, the question, if that comes to our mind, we need to think. I want to be the disciples of Jesus or not? If you want to be, do the simple thing, deny yourself. Our aims, our ego, our friendship, our friends, relationship, all these things will come. We need to deny for the Lord's sake. Then carry the cross. Then follow the footstep. If you're not able to deny yourself in the first step only, you forget about carrying the cross and becoming the disciples of Jesus, following his footstep. That is all last thing. Okay, brother? So, I'll give you one more example. 1 Samuel, 15 chapter, brother. 1 Samuel 15 chapter, verse 19, brother. And verse 20. You know this incident. Read verse 19, I'll tell you the incident. 1 Samuel 15, 19.
19, right? Why then did you not obey the voice of the Lord?
Underline it. Here Samuel comes and asks the question to King Saul. Why did you not obey the Lord's words? Simple matter. Obey the Lord's words. Why did you not do it? You see, God told to kill all the Amalekites, all the animals, human beings, everything, but he did not kill it. He left the king alive. Samuel was so angry, he came and asked, why did you not do it? You see, then continue.
Instead, you loudly rushed upon the spoils and did what was evil in the sight of the Lord.
See, you did evil in the sight of the Lord. Leaving somebody alive whom God has told to kill was evil in the sight of God. Now imagine, you see, for this question, what was the proper answer to be given by King Saul? What would have been the proper reply, you see, for King Saul to give? Samuel has come and told, you have committed a sin. What is that you have done? You have done wrong in the sight of God. Now, what was the real reply, actual reply, King Saul should have given?
Actual reply, because
if somebody comes and tells you, Brother Moses, what you've done wrong. Now, what would your reply be? If you're really done wrong, what would actually your reply be?
I'm sorry.
Very good, brother. That is the answer, brother. That is a simple answer God was waiting from the mouth of King Saul. Now, what did he reply? Read verse 20.
I did indeed obey the Lord and fulfill the mission on which the Lord sent me. I
you
have
see?
Brought back.
What was his reply to that? What was his reply? Read again, verse 20.
I have brought back Agab, the king of Amalek.
No. You read verse 20. 1 Samuel 15, 20.
I did indeed obey the Lord and fulfill the mission on which the Lord sent me.
Underline it. Did he really do the Lord's will?
He didn't.
He understood, he assumed that whatever he did was the Lord's will, but he did not do it. So what happened? We know very well, God rejected him. Correct, brother?
Yes.
Just simple words, brother. He could have simply asked, Lord, I'm sorry, I have sinned. It would have been a very simple matter. God would have forgot everything forever. But Saul was so stubborn, he never accepted his mistake. We should not be like that. Correct or not? Correct, no, brother? Was brother, you there?
Yes, brother, I'm speaking.
Okay. Correct or not?
Yeah, it's correct, brother. Yeah.
Now read one more person's mistake. We will see. 2 Samuel. 12th chapter. Second Samuel 12th chapter. Verse 13, brother.
Should I read, brother?
Here we know the incident. David had committed fornication with Bathsheba. Correct?
Yeah.
He killed Bathsheba's husband murdered, married Bathsheba. Nobody knew anything. So God knew it. He had committed in secret with nobody knew. God knew it. And God sent Nathan. Nathan clearly told what he had sinned, what mistake he had done. You know, what was the first words which came out from the mouth of David? Read verse 13, brother.
I have sinned against the Lord.
Underline, brother. The first words, what, why? Nothing. Simple answer, brother. I have sinned against the Lord. He clearly understood, I have never sinned against Uriah. No, not against Bathsheba also, not against any person. This mistake, I have committed fraud against my God. God loved him so much. You know, what does the Bible say? Bible says, David is the beloved of God, brother. No, we address Jesus. Jesus is whose son? As per the Bible, Jesus is called a son of whom?
God.
Son of the, then? Other title?
Son of the Almighty God.
Then, other title, son of?
The morning sun.
Then, other?
Son of the heaven.
Then, continue. Keep on saying. Until you tell the right answer. Continue. You know the answer. Tell me again.
Son of man.
Very good. Next. What all you said is correct. Continue. Then. He is also called of son of whom?
Son of.
We just
Heaven.
Now read the person now.
Ah, son of David.
Oh, very bright light. Super, brother. So, Jesus is called son of?
David.
Underline it. Is he called son of Solomon? Is he called son of anybody else? No. He was never called even the son of Moses or Abraham. He's called the son of David. You know why? Because it pleased God that David's obedience was so great. This is what we need to copy, brother. When we realize mistake is mistake, even 0.1111%, we should rectify it. Correct now?
Yes, brother.
Though we have taken baptism 1,000 times in a different way, it has to be corrected, repeated in a proper way. Correct now, brother?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Now, any questions, any doubts you have, you tell me. So, no doubts.
This. There is no doubt, brother.
Okay. Any questions you want to ask?
No.
Okay. Okay, then. Ashish brother, you want to speak anything?